Good morning. It's Sunday, the 1st of November. Our first reading for the day is 2 Chronicles chapter 30, in which we read a little more about King Hezekiah. Yesterday we thought about the urgency with which Hezekiah cleansed the temple. Today we're going to think about his Passover, and I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Philip Hind. I read. Within 7 days was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which Hezekiah was determined to keep. Time was too short, for insufficient priests were sanctified, and the people too were unprepared. So the feast was delayed till the 2nd month, as the law permitted. Opportunity was taken to extend the invitation to the northern tribes, who, for the most part, rejected the summons with derision. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and of Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Many of those who came were unclean, and yet partook of the Passover otherwise than it was written. For these Hezekiah offered his prayer, "The good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." The feast was kept with gladness and extended for another 7 days, during which the Levites taught the people the words of the law. The occasion was one of joy and gladness, such as had not been seen since the days of Solomon. On their return to their cities, the people engaged in a wholesale destruction of the idols and abominations, both in Judah and in the northern kingdom. Nor was the king unmindful of the needs of the priests and Levites, for he was diligent to reinstate the collection and storage of the tithes and first fruits for their maintenance. So ready were the people to respond that by the time the harvest was gathered in the 7th month, there was enough and to spare. The work of Hezekiah was not confined to the restoration of the temple worship, although this had been his first priority. He was responsible for the collection and arrangement of more of the Proverbs of Solomon, and probably also of the later Psalms. He engaged in husbandry and took steps to organise the water supply of Jerusalem, besides paying particular attention to its defences, which had fallen into decay. He was also a collector of treasures, and once more the temple was adorned with gold and costly gifts. The widespread reforms of Hezekiah, and the readiness with which they were received and acted upon by the people, seem quite out of keeping with the situation at the close of the reign of Ahaz, when the idolatry he introduced had become widely accepted and practised by all the nation. The suddenness and urgency of the reforms, introduced as soon as the king ascended his throne in the very 1st month, seem to require an explanation. This is to be found not in a historical record, but in a totally unrelated passage in the prophecy of Jeremiah. The reforms and the urgency with which they were introduced were directly the result of a prophetic warning, not from the great statesman and prophet Isaiah, but from a comparative stranger to the court, the prophet Micah. We read in Jeremiah 26, "Micah the Morathite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spake to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be ploughed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest." These words are to be found in the last verse of Micah's 3rd chapter, but the effects they had upon the king and people are only recorded by Jeremiah. Read now Jeremiah 26, verse 19, and reflect upon the prophet's warning and Hezekiah's ready acceptance of it as he prepared his people to worship the Lord. Thank you.